Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, in this episode, Mina and I would like to talk about asset finance. So how do you finance the purchasing assets in your business? A good example are motor vehicles, because that's a pretty common asset, but it can be any sort of plant and equipment that you might use in your business in order to produce your product or service. So the first option is what's called a chattel mortgage. That's essentially where you buy the asset and the funder provides a mortgage loan over that asset. So it takes the asset as securities. So there's obviously a specific serial number of that particular asset that secures that particular finance. The benefit of that arrangement is you own the asset, so you can depreciate the asset. You can claim the interest in respect to that chattel mortgage. Now, remember, the repayments will be probably part principal and part interest. So you're going to have to apportion the repayment amount in terms of what is deductible versus not tax deductible. But it gives you full kind of use and control over that asset. And if you would like to repay that chattel mortgage sooner than what the loan term allows, you can certainly have the option to do that. Of course, most chattel mortgage providers will charge some sort of penalty associated with doing it, but at least you've got control over the amount of debt associated and the cash flow cost in terms of funding those assets.
Second option is called a hire purchase, and that's often confused with chattel mortgage. But a hire purchase is when a financier actually purchases the asset on your behalf, and then you take out a fixed period loan from the financier and make repayments towards that asset. Now, and usually in these situations, the financier will charge GST on the repayment, so which means that your cash outlay for the term would be higher than a chattel mortgage. So it's really important to sort of consider that when selecting which finance solution best works for you.
The next one is a novated lease. People might be familiar with that term. And this is appropriate when you have an employee and employer sort of relationship, and often used for motor vehicles, of course. And what happens is essentially you go out and buy the motor vehicle, you get some lease finance, and then you novate that lease to your employer, which means kind of transfer that lease to the employer, where therefore the employer has the obligation to make the repayments in respect to that lease on your behalf. And they will do that using pre-tax dollars. Now, of course, if you're an employee of a particular company and they're doing that for you, that will typically be regarded as a fringe benefit. So it will attract fringe benefit tax. But again, you can include that in your salary packaging calculations, and it can still be an attractive proposition in terms of how to fund a car. Less so than it was, say, 20 years ago, I think, when novated leases became more popular. And after 1 July 2024, when the Stage 3 tax cuts get implemented, the impact or benefit of novating cars will also be reduced. I mean, because your income tax liability reduces, but that's also an option.
The last option is a sale and lease hire back. So this is basically where you just, you know, lease or hire a certain piece of equipment and you don't actually take ownership of it. So it's basically just a rental charge that you're paying. And at the end of the lease term, you just either have the option to purchase that asset at its depreciated cost or hand it back to the financier.
So our typical suggestion in terms of how businesses finance assets is our primary method would be chattel mortgage. And the reason we like the chattel mortgage is because it really does kind of separate the asset and finance as much as possible, as opposed to a kind of a hire purchase kind of agreement. And it gives you more flexibility. You get to claim the depreciation, and we might want to do that on a sort of diminishing value to get, you know, a lot of depreciation up front to help the cash flows. Or we might choose a different method, or might fully write off the asset, in fact, and claim a lot of depreciation that year. But also it gives us control over the gearing within the business. So if we no longer want any gearing, we want to get rid of these chattel mortgages, we can do that. Now, of course, it comes at a small cost, but the cost could be large, depends on the agreement, but at least we've got that flexibility. If it's an employee-employer relationship, a novated lease in terms of funding might be the right way to go, but of course there's some additional considerations there.
Also consider a balloon repayment on, you know, in chattel mortgages, you often have the option to put a balloon at the end of the lease term to help you reduce your loan repayments. So if you're worried about cash flow, a balloon repayment is a method that will help you reduce you know, your repayments, but it's also important to ensure that you don't choose such a high balloon repayment where your depreciated asset by the end of the term is worth less than your balloon, because then you're going to have to come up with a shortfall should you sell the asset at the end of the lease term.
And in episode 9, we talked about the ability of businesses to borrow to fund growth. Of course, if a business takes on a financial commitment such as a chattel mortgage, that's going to impact the business's borrowing capacity, because obviously there's a 3, 4, 5 year commitment associated over this chattel mortgage, and then a potential balloon payment as well at the end of the term. So that's something to think about. And it could potentially also impact your own personal borrowing capacity. So, you know, if you plan to go and upgrade a home, buy a home, investment property and so forth, you might also want to think about that. If it's a car and you're using that for personal use, or at least a reasonable portion for personal use, and you want to maximize your borrowing capacity, typically would lean towards using cash to buy cars rather than a chattel mortgage. If it's for something that's purely business use, like plant equipment, using a chattel mortgage might be okay, but you might then vary the term. So you might spread it over a longer term rather than a shorter term, again, to improve your borrowing capacity. But it's something that your holistic accountant should be able to sort of walk you through.
And lastly, get in touch with the right asset finance broker. Now, there's a lot of like car dealerships, for example, that will quote a great interest rate, but it might not be your implied interest rate. It'll be your comparative rate, and there might be other associated fees and charges which they're not really quoting. So it's really important to speak to an asset broker and your accountant so they can actually compare products for you to ensure that you're getting the right deal and there's no sort of hidden costs or fees. You know, as the other consideration is actually exit fees. There's a lot of products out there that have punitive exit fees should you end your term early. So it's really important to sort of get the right advice before entering into an asset finance agreement.
Okay, hopefully that gives you a reasonable overview of asset finance, including car finance, and something that your holistic accountant should certainly be able to help you with in terms of making that decision. And until next week, bye for now.